Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan and I'm going to read Psalm 68. Psalm 68 has the heading, For the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David, a Song. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them exult before God. Yea, let them rejoice with gladness, sing unto God, sing praises unto his name, cast up a highway for him that rides through the deserts. His name is Yah, and exalt ye before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out the prisoners into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth trembled. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even yon Sinai trembled at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain. Thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation dwelt therein. Thou, O God, didst prepare of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gives the word. The women that publish the tidings are a great host. Kings of armies flee, they flee, and she that tarries at home divides the spoil. Will ye lie among the sheepfolds as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her pinions with yellow gold? When the Almighty scattered kings therein, it was as when it snowed in Zalmon. The mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan, a high mountain is the mountain of Bashan. Why look ye askance, ye high mountains, at the mountain which God has desired for his abode? Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the sanctuary. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led thy captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts among men, yea, among the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell with them. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, even the God who is our salvation. God is unto us a God of deliverances, and unto Jehovah the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall smite through the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of such as one as goes on still in his guiltiness. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring them again from the depths of the sea, that thou mayest dip thy foot in blood, that the tongue of thy dogs may have its portion from thine enemies. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the minstrels followed after, in the midst of the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, ye that are of the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God has commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us, because of thy temple at Jerusalem. Kings shall bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reeds, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, trampling underfoot the little pieces, the pieces of silver. He has scattered the peoples that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall haste to stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, to him that rides upon the heavens of heavens which are of old. Lo, he utters his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the skies. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel, he gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. I love this psalm, but feel inadequate to speak about it, especially in such a small, simple podcast format. And yet, I wonder if this psalm will be better served by analysis or by simply reading and enjoying its whole. This is a psalm celebrating God, who is his people's warrior. Let that idea sit inside your heart for a bit and let it bless you. God made the earth tremble by his march through the wilderness. The kings of armies fled from before him, leaving him to take the spoil. Scattering kings like scattering mountains, the Lord chose his own place to dwell and where to set his sanctuary. And if his people were captured or at the door of death, God was able to deliver. God is unto us a God of deliverances, one of my favorite lines. By this work, David, the author, could see the tribes and the princes of God's people strengthened by God himself. The enemy is trampled, and the children of God are saved. And yet there is another point in this psalm that I love. God is also a God who provides and gives and takes care of others. All of this work as a warrior was for his people. God loves his people. A father to the fatherless and a judge of widows, God stands to help the lowly. God sent rains and help for those who were weary. He bears our burdens every day. He is our salvation and deliverance. He scatters the people who delight in war so that his own people can live in peace. What a psalm of praise. What a wonderful time to praise God. Let's read it again. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them exult before God. Yea, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing unto God, sing praises unto his name. Cast up a highway for him that rides through the deserts. His name is Yah, and exult ye before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. He sets the solitary in families. He brings out the prisoners into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth trembled, and the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even yon Sinai trembled at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain. Thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation dwelt therein. Thou, O God, didst prepare of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gives the word. The women that publish the tidings are a great host. Kings of armies flee. They flee, and she that tarries at home divides the spoil. Will ye lie among the sheepfolds as a wing of a dove covered with silver and her pinions with yellow gold? When the Almighty scattered kings therein, it was as when it snowed in Zalmon. The mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A high mountain is the mountain of Bashan. Why look ye askance, ye mountains, at the mountain which God has desired for his abode? Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the sanctuary. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led thy captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts among men, yea, among the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell with them. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, even the God who is our salvation. God is unto us a God of deliverances, and unto Jehovah the Lord belongs the issue from death. But God shall smite through the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of such a one as goes on still in his guiltiness. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring them again from the depths of the sea, that thou mayest dip thy foot in blood, that the tongue of thy dogs may have its portion from thine enemies. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, and the minstrels followed after, in the midst of the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, ye that are at the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us, because of thy temple at Jerusalem. Kings shall bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reeds, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the peoples, trampling underfoot the pieces of silver, he that scattered the peoples that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall haste to stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, to him that rides upon the heaven of heavens which are of old. Lo, he uttered his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, his strength is in the skies. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel, he gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. The psalm opens and closes with praise directed towards God. We are called to praise God. Let the righteous be glad. Let them exult before God. Yeah, let them rejoice and sing in gladness. And at the end of the psalm, the princes come out of Egypt, and Ethiopia comes to bring praise to God. It opens and closes with this great need for all of us to praise God. But God is the centerpiece of this psalm, and he must be the centerpiece of our life. God is good and helpful, yet he is also terrible as he comes out with his work. Terrible in the old sense of the word, not that he's bad, but that it is awful and awesome and awe-inspiring and mighty and great. And when we look at the works of God, we know that they are indeed terrible and strong, something that we do not want to come up against. When God speaks, his word means something. And when God works, his works mean something. And we need to reflect on that, not finding out what makes me special, but instead what makes God special. Not trying to figure out how can I make myself something great, but rather how can I acknowledge and better acknowledge the greatness of God. Because when I acknowledge God's greatness, God turns to look and notice me. And when we praise God, God turns to look and notice us with his love. God is indeed a God of deliverances. And if we want to take part in that deliverance, we need to praise God. Well, thanks for listening in. I hope this podcast and this reading can be helpful to you. I actually received a message and a note from somebody that emailed me that said that the original recording of this podcast, of this episode, did not go well. There's a lot of background noise, and I'm trying to find different ways of combating that, and hopefully the recording is better this time. Feel free to reach out to me if there are any questions or any suggestions that you might have. You can find me at readingthepsalms.com. If you have any prayer requests or any needs or any questions, I'm happy to help you out with that. Well, thanks again for listening in. And I hope to talk with you again soon.